speculating on what our American government will be like 100 years from now at tricentennial time, we can reflect on at least two remarkable aspects of the evolution of our governmental system.
Congressman J. Kenneth Robinson joins Visions of America after this. 7th District Republican Congressman J. Kenneth Robinson talks about two aspects of the evolution of our government on Visions of America.
First, it has expanded in function to a degree certainly beyond the imagination of any founding father, a degree which undoubtedly would dismay a number of them. Second, and of much deeper and more encouraging significance, however, our government has remained essentially the same in basic structure, a representative government, a people's government. It has grown more rapidly in size and in influence over our daily lives in relatively recent years than in earlier stretches of our national history. This has been so partly because we have decided that we wanted it to do more, to handle more problems. At the same time, this growth has been accelerated by apathy. Because as a people we did not issue a firm command to slow down, which was within our inherent power, the momentum of governmental action mandated by public demand was increased by public indifference. I certainly do not know whether or not this trend toward greater reliance on government to make all things right will be maintained through another 100 years. I hope not. I sense a widening resentment of the cost of government and of its impact on the daily lives of the community, the individual business, large or small, and even the household. This I regard as a hopeful indication, a sign of the people's determination to resist tyranny by their own representative government, just as they determined to resist 2 centuries ago the arrogance of absentee rule from across the Atlantic. I am optimistic about our third century, although I am not so unrealistic as to believe that our future is secure simply because we have weathered the storms of 200 years. My optimism is based, rather, on evidence that our people still know they hold the ultimate power, both to spur government to action and to curb its excesses. If that realization is passed on to each succeeding generation, the United States of America still will stand in the year 2076 as a bastion of individual liberty, where government has been adapted to serve changing needs, but has been reminded when required that its role is that of servant and never of master, however benevolent.
That was Congressman J. Kenneth Robinson from the 7th District of Virginia, and his vision of America in the next century. I'm Russ Roberts.